BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Emily, I'm 16, and I'm from West Sussex. You might not know this, but I've done something very inappropriate with Zac Efron. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Emily.
Yes?
Tell me about Zac Efron.
Okay, well, basically, my sister got her wish granted, my younger sister, by Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah.
And we went to the High School Musical 3 premiere. And she got to take me with her.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah. And I've had a crush on Zac Efron since I was so, like, since the first airing of High School Musical 1.
Was this really her wish, or was it yours and you persuaded her?
It was basically kind of my wish as well.
So you're like,
I can't really admit that because I was much older than her.
You're like, look, okay, I'll cut you a deal here. This is the wish. We're going to meet Zac Efron.
Yeah.
It worked.
So, yeah. And so everyone got let into their sort of screening rooms, but they made all the Make-A-Wish children and their families sort of wait behind. And we didn't know what was going on. And then all the cast came out and we got to do a meet and greet sort of thing with the cast.
And your favourite was there?
Yes.
Right, so there in front of your eyes?
Yeah, so holding back the tears, he was coming along. And I was thinking, this is the only chance I'm going to ever get to meet Zac Efron. What am I going to do? And he first came over and he went, hi. And I went, I love you. So it was a bit awkward. And he was a bit like, great. So then he carried on the conversation. He was saying, like, oh, I like your dress and stuff.
What were you doing at this point? Just shaking?
Yeah, just crying and stuff. And I always remember he said, I like your dress, because I've kept the dress, because I always think that's the dress that Zac Efron likes.
Oh.
So then, basically, it was mid-conversation. And I all the time in my head, I was kind of listening to what he was saying, but I couldn't really take it in.
Mm.
And in my head, I was just thinking, this is the only chance I'm ever going to get. So I leaned up and I just kissed him.
Yes! Yes! Good work.
Yeah, so you sort of... Like, at the time, I thought it was amazing, but looking back, he was really sort of taken aback.
Yeah. where did you kiss him?
It was on the cheek. So he's mid-conversation, and I just quickly leaned up and kissed him on the cheek.
That is amazing.
And he sort of went, oh, thank you, like that. And then he kissed me on the cheek back.
Yes!
Yes! But, he kissed me on the cheek back. And then we just sort of resumed conversation. So it was a bit awkward, really. And then, obviously, at that point, he was going out with Vanessa Hudgens, and she was there as well.
Oh.
Did she give you death stares?
I thought she would, but I don't think she saw, so that's good.
If you're listening, Hudgens, scandal.
That's not why they split up, is it?
Oh, God.
Oh, no, it's not your fault, is it?
Oh, my God.
You homewrecker, Emily.
But, yeah, no, they were all really nice, and he was really nice about it. He didn't seem to mind. He still had a picture with me.
I have so much respect for you for doing that, because it's one thing meeting someone that you really fancy, but it's another thing having the guts to, like, actually kiss them and then to get kissed back. Now, that is good.
Have you ever done that, Becky, to a celebrity?
No, not at all. And that's what I'm saying. I've got so much respect for her because I've met people that I like before and I've never even think about doing that.
Who do you wish you just kind of stuck in a sneaky kiss with? Angelos?
Not Angelos. I was thinking of, like, One Direction or something.
But you do fancy Angelos a bit, don't you?
No, I don't.
You do, though, a bit. You said you did.
I don't.
You do, though. There's no harm in saying it on air. Like, just don't keep it all off air.
A bit. But
you
not
do a
lot.
Bit. I knew.
Shut up and go away. And don't tell anyone, Emily.
Chuck Bass?
Yeah, you've got to take the opportunity.
Do you know what? I'm going to live by that. And next time I meet Chuck Bass, I will do that. I will try and remember.
I look back, I'd like to think it was memorable for him too, but, you know, maybe all those years ago, maybe he remembers me, maybe not. That crazy fan girl that kissed him on the cheek.
Well, Emily, when we see him again, we will ask him if he remembers you, the one with the nice dress that made it a bit awkward mid-conversation by kissing him on the cheek.
Oh, my goodness, please do.
See, you're still holding a little bit of candle for him, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I like the way she's holding a little bit of candle.
Just a little... Just the wick.
Just half a birthday cake one.
Good to speak to you, Emily.
Good to speak to you, too.
Thanks very much for introducing the show.
Thank you for having me.
Love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's here, hi.
Hello.
Chris is off today. He's not very well.
Oh,
he's
no.
been watching Holmes Under the Hammer.
Oh, that's enough to make anyone ill.
No, no, he was hoping it would make him feel better, and it hasn't.
I told him Air Hunters was a good one.
What's that?
It's one where people obviously die, and then the money, there aren't any relatives, like direct relatives, so they go off around the country trying to find people that might be an heir.
Sure.
But you watch it in the hope that you're going to see, like, your great-great-aunt Dot or whatever, and then she might have left you 10 grand.
Never happens, though, does it?
It hasn't happened to me in a couple of months, so...
Right, yeah.
Might give up soon.
You've been all over the daytime TV lately.
I
that's
have,
what
yeah.
he's doing today. Now, earlier, you called up our friend Gemma, didn't you?
Yes.
Using only the lyrics to a famous hit. No actual conversation, only allowed to use words from a song.
I got given a really good one today.
I think so. So, how far through the song can Becky get before our friend Gemma realises that this isn't a normal conversation, it's just the words to a pop song? Now, you've never done one of these before. So what song did you say the lyrics to down the phone to Gemma today?
Telephone by Lady Gaga.
Let's remind ourselves of that popular hit.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What, what did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy.
So, question, how far do you think Becky managed to get into those lyrics before Gemma thought to herself, hang on a second, this isn't a actual normal everyday conversation. This is clearly the words to Telephone by Lady Gaga feat Beyonce. Now, obviously, you're not going to guess.
No.
Because you made the call. So, guess along at home. Let me know, 81199. There are 10 Scott Mills points in it for you. If you can get within 20 seconds either side of the actual time before Gemma realising that it's just the lyrics to Telephone by Gaga. Have a guess?
Zach reckons he's going to go for 1 minute 30.
1 minute 30 from Zach, okay.
He needs a garlic crusher and he needs 120 points to get that.
I know, well, the garlic crusher and the highball glasses are the most popular for the Scott Mills points at the moment. 32 seconds, says Jimmy Boy at work in Derby. OK, we're about to find out. So it's not an actual conversation, it's just the words to Telephone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, OK.
Hello, babe, you called?
No, you've just rung me.
I can't hear a thing.
Hang on, let me go outside.
I've got no service.
I don't even go outside. What are you saying?
In the club, you say?
Huh?
Say?
What? Becky, can you hear me?
What did you say?
What are you talking about?
You're breaking up on me.
Oh, hang on, let me just run upstairs. Right there, hang on. Hang on. Right, is this better?
Sorry, I cannot hear you.
How about this? Is Stella?
I'm kind of busy.
What?
Kind of busy.
Why have you rang me then?
Sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm kind of busy.
Okay.
It's a second.
I...
It's my favourite song they're going to play.
Where?
I cannot text you with a drink in my hand.
What are you drinking? It's midday.
You should have made some plans with me. You knew that I was free.
Okay. Well, we're going out to dinner next week, aren't we?
Yeah. And,
what are you being weird?
Now you won't stop calling me. I'm kind of busy.
I haven't rung you. You've rung me.
Stop calling.
Okay, I'm hanging up now.
I don't know
what I've done to upset you. I'm sorry. I'll see you later. Bye.
I don't want to think anymore. I left my head and my heart on the dance floor.
Nope, she just thought you were a weirdo. Didn't twig it at all. So, if you said that she wouldn't guess that they were the lyrics to Telephone by Lady Gaga feat Beyonce, giving yourself 10 Scott Mills points. It's happened a few times now when no one has a clue.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'll just pour it over my kumquats.
I'm Scott Mills. Right, Becky?
Yeah.
Looking a little bit blank there.
Why? It's just my face. I could say a lot of things about how you look.
Did you... All right. Did you hear that innuendo bingo yesterday?
The kumquats?
Yeah. It's my favourite one for a while. Because it's not even one. It's from 80s soap opera Dynasty. One of our listeners, Kathy in Ontario, has taken to watching old episodes from the 80s of it. Did you miss this? Because you weren't here yesterday on bingo. And it's Joan Collins doing one. And the water was spat.
Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Not to worry. I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert.
That's my fave.
Did you get the one I sent you about accidentally putting the piccalilli on the bishop?
I'm sorry, I've dropped some piccalilli on your bishop.
Yes!
Coronation Street. More bingo tomorrow at 1:45. Thank you for that.
That was a good one.
You know Pitbull?
Mm.
He's amazing, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone loves Pitbull.
Yeah.
Girls want him. Boys want to be him. I've got some Pitbull news here.
Now, what is this Pitbull news? Because Smooth Talking Dan just asked me upstairs and I genuinely didn't know.
Is he really that bothered?
He is, yeah. Is it going to be Pitbull the musical where he goes through all his songs about a marriage on a Greek island?
And all the ladies he's had, because he can.
Mm.
He could have you and your sister if you wanted.
That's a nice thought. I'm sure they'll be very pleased.
It's not that.
Okay.
What it is this. There's been a long promotion in an American chain of stores called Walmart. Now, if you've been to America, you'll know about Walmart.
They've got them in this country as well.
Oh, yeah, they have now.
Yeah.
They're just massive shops that sell everything. I could spend days in there. If you were allowed to sleep in Walmart, I would do that and maybe spend a whole week.
They're like those massive hypermarkets you get when you go to France, aren't
they?
Yeah,
huge, big aircraft hangars full of stuff. Anyway, Walmart have a promotion at the moment on Facebook where Pitbull will appear at a Walmart store somewhere in America. And the store that gets the most likes on Facebook, Pitbull will appear at that branch. Here is Mr. Worldwide himself.
So let's go pick Mr. 305, but I said Mr. Worldwide. I'm over in Madrid, Spain right now, rock and reel. And there's a huge campaign going on.
So he's in Madrid, but he knows about this huge campaign. It's very popular. Yes?
Okay, I was going to say something about celebrities in supermarkets. I thought it was a certain level of celebrity that appeared in supermarkets. I wasn't quite sure if Pitt was...
higher or lower?
Well, I'd probably say he's a bit higher than celebrities that appear in supermarkets, but I might be wrong.
Okay.
Maybe it's different in America.
I think so. They've probably just shown him a lot of monies. Anyway, it's been very popular, this campaign, and a lot of people have been liking their nearest Walmart store, so that Pitbull can maybe come and play for them in that branch.
I said, okay, great, this sounds really good. Well, you gotta understand that I will go anywhere in the world for my fans.
He'll go anywhere in the world for his fans. The problem is with this promotion, it has been slightly hijacked by an online campaign called Exile Pitbull.
Is he coming to the Bristol one?
No. The idea is to send him to the most remote branch of Walmart in America. Thanks to this campaign.
This is brilliant. I love these.
And it has worked.
And I heard that Kodiak, Alaska has the most likes.
So.
Picture him with a Kodiak.
He is going to Kodiak in Alaska, which has had 71,000 likes on Facebook. But weirdly, only 6,000 people live there.
Yes.
So if you're listening in Kodiak, in Alaska, which is as far away as you could throw him, Pitbull is coming to your town. Tell as many friends and family as you can, because there's not many of you.
And I heard that Kodiak, Alaska has the most likes.
Yes, it does. Bye-bye now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Me and Grimmy are coming back to host the Fun and Filth Cabaret at the Edinburgh Festival. So much fun last year. We have four evenings of random and brilliant entertainment for you from August the 13th in Edinburgh. So if you are going to Edinburgh for the festival, that's definitely the best week to be there. August 13th. If you can't come, you'll be able to watch it on the Radio 1 website, listen to it here, and also it'll be on the BBC Red Button, so everybody in the UK can enjoy it. So I have some really famous people and some really kind of well-established people who are appearing at Edinburgh this year. We'll have some proper weird acts as well, like we did last year. Very bizarre. And we're thinking that maybe you, if you've got a talent, can be on as well. If your talent can be loosely described as cabaret. If you want to get in touch with me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just tell me what you can do. All you need is a computer with a webcam on it. And then what we'll do is get you on a big screen live from your bedroom. And you'll be on the cabaret. You'll be part of the show. Let me know what you can do. I'm about to audition some people now. But my email, if you've got something good that you reckon will be going down well at the Fun and Filth Cabaret, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Do it.
It's Radio 1, Fun and Filth Cabaret.
Sean.
Scott.
In sunny Torbados.
Well, I wouldn't call it sunny.
What's your actual talent then?
Well, my mates at work seem, they think, oh, you should text in and say, oh, you can sing like Maroon 5.
This could be brilliant at the Fun and Filth Cabaret.
I know.
So you sound like Adam Levine off Maroon 5.
Well, I don't think I do, but someone at work said
I do. Stop being so modest.
Stop playing it down.
Okay, do you want some echo?
Yeah, go on then.
What one are you going to do out of their many hits? Can you do Payphone?
Yeah, I'll do Payphone.
Imagine it. Now, here, live at the Fun and Filth Cabaret in Edinburgh, on his webcam from his house, it's Sean from Torbay.
Woo! Alright, here we go. Right.
I'm at a payphone trying to go home. All of my change I spent on you. But as the time's gone, baby, it's wrong.
Baby, what,
if happy ever after did exist, I would still be holding you like this.
I thought it was good.
I think you did well.
Oh, my mate's just laughing.
No, it was exactly like Adam Levine.
The thing is, I don't think there are many other Maroon 5 impersonators in Torbay for your friends to compare you to, so I'd say you're definitely still the best.
Yeah, all right, decent.
I love you.
Love you too, Scott.
We'll pass on your details to Dan and Phil, who are our talent scouts.
Yeah.
They're sorting out the good from the bad.
Yeah.
And we might book you, hopefully.
All right, that's cool. Oh, wait, my mate just wants to say hello. Say hello to Scott Mills. All right, Scott Mills.
All right, there. Who's that?
It's my mate Bob Monkey from work.
All right, Bob Monkey.
Hey.
Yeah. Right, good to speak to you.
All right, cheers, then.
Right, decent. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye, decent.
We've had loads of these sent in.
What else you got?
Have you seen them? Lucy, she's 13, and she can ice skate whilst hula hooping and playing the clarinet. Although, we're going to have to sort the ice rink because she says she can't do it in her bedroom, though.
Oh, yeah. What about roller skates?
Is that the same?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or there's this one. Jess, she's 12. She can turn her ear inside out. Well, it's a bit gross, though. Ugh. Or she can make, if we don't like that one, she can make a flower shape in her tongue.
Oh,
hang on, no. She says, I don't really want to be part of the festival. I just want to be read out. I am a huge fan of Dan and Phil.
Oh, thanks for your help. Right, I've got another one. Let's speak to Longie. Hello.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, not bad.
What's Longie's talent?
It's not what you think.
Oh.
What is it, Longie?
I'm for fun and filth.
Well, I can cry milk.
What?
I can cry milk.
Oh, I've heard about people like you before.
Really?
Yeah. How did you realise that you could do it?
I don't know. It's just something tried.
And what? How does it work? You drink the milk and then it comes out of your little eye, your tear ducts.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't fancy this at all.
And there's another one as well.
Yeah?
Hot dog swallowing.
Oh, now, I'm impressed by this. Are you like one of those people that does the eating competitions?
No, it's just a one-off.
What, so you can get a whole one down your throat, can you?
Yeah.
And how did you realise you could do this? I know I can't. how did you realise you could do this?
I can't even remember how this came about.
All right, well, this may be something that people might want to see on the webcam. Who knows?
Okay.
Please, no one else try any of this at home. It's really not advisable at all. Only for stupid people like Longie.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Amy says, wouldn't exactly call it a talent, but I can... Oh, no, we don't want this one. I can dislocate my shoulder and pop it back in on demand.
No, I hate things like that.
It's when people do the party trick and then their, like, elbow comes out.
No,
or, like,
horrible.
Their finger pops in.
People just cringe at that. Sorry, Amy.
Tom can do the worm with his right hand. What is that?
Is it just that, like, wavy thing with
That's
your hand?
That's it?
Yeah.
What, just, like, move your hand up and down like a...
I mean, it's impressive, but I don't think you could make that last an hour.
Is it? What if everyone can do it?
Well, just not that impressive. Sorry.
Lemmy can stick both legs over the head.
Once again, a bit limited. Once you've done it, OK, the legs are over the head, and then what?
Well, then you just sit and wait and see if it can get back up again.
Liam's got a talent. Hi, Liam.
Hello.
You OK?
Hello, Scott.
How do you fancy being at the Fun and Filth Cabaret without actually having to leave your own bedroom?
I would love it.
What do you do?
What do I do? I can sing and beatbox at the same time.
Oh, I want to hear this.
You want to hear this?
Yeah, go on.
You'll have to give me a couple of minutes. I've just got to walk past all these annoying lorries. I'm outside at the moment. I've just got to work.
Damn those annoying lorries.
Is this going to work on the cabaret when we've kind of got everyone sitting in the audience? It's like, hang on a minute, I've just got to...
Walk past these annoying lorries?
Yeah. Right.
Didn't want the lorry drivers to hear, you know? Oh, I think you've been rumbled.
Right. I'm ready when you are.
I'm ready.
I'll do the singing bit first, and then obviously the beatboxing follows in with it.
All good.
You ready?
Decent.
Yep. Boy, come to me and return your rain into sun. Boy, come to me and return your rain into sun. Boy, come to me. Turn your rain into sun. But boy, come to me. Turn your rain into sun. How'd you like it?
Yeah! I've never heard anything like that in my life.
Speechless.
Yeah, pretty much. Wow.
Is it good? I've never really had any compliments on my beatboxing.
I'll leave that to Becky.
I thought it was really good.
Right, we might be in touch. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
He wasn't bad, was he?
No, he was good. He was better than I could do.
Sam.
Hello?
Would you like to perform at the Edinburgh Festival?
I would absolutely love to perform at the Edinburgh Festival, thank you.
But you don't have to come to Edinburgh. Not that there's anything wrong with that. You can do it from your house.
Woo!
Yeah. What do you do?
Well, I do dubstep beatboxing and I do impressions.
What, together?
Well, I can mix them together if I wanted to, but I tend to do them separately.
I would quite enjoy it because it would be something a little bit different if they were mixed together.
Okay.
Can you do the beatboxing... And then stop, do a quick impression, and then carry on beatboxing.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, who are you going to do impressions of?
Well, I might do a bit of Alan Carr.
Yeah.
Captain Jack Sparrow, maybe a bit of Fozzie Bear from the Muppets.
Brilliant. I always think it's good with impressions to know who you're going to get first so that then you can...
Yeah.
If they don't say, you sometimes can't work it out.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Right, so imagine... There you are, there's loads of people watching you on the BBC Red Button, on the internet, you're live on Radio 1. We're in Edinburgh, in a big theatre, and you're about to appear on your webcam from your living room. Here he is, it's Sam!
Dubstep, here we go. Hi, I'm Alan Carr.
Yes, it works.
Captain Jack Sparrow, I'm at your service, miss.
Hi, I'm Fuzzy Bear. Nice to meet you.
Yes!
It really works, mixing them together.
And you even faded yourself out at the end, which I love.
You. Really good. I liked.
Thank you.
We may be in touch because you might be on at the Fun and Filth Cabaret if Dan and Phil, our talent scouts, like what you do. I loved it.
I'm glad to hear it.
I don't think there's another act like that on the circuit or anywhere.
No, I can't think of one.
Dubstep mixed with Alan Carr.
And also, it's quite good. It's like I was saying before, it's good for impressionists to come on and say... I'm Captain Jack Sparrow, or I'm Fozzie Bear, because it sets you up and you know where you are.
You know where you are, then.
Yeah.
Good to speak to you, Sam.
All right, thank you very much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Nick Grimshaw's on at 4 this afternoon in for Greg James. How are you? All right, Becky?
Yep, I like this music because it means a quiz is on its way.
Yes, it does. Oh, what's occurring? Is on now. Round one. Just waiting for Nick Grimshaw to appear. And hopefully he's going to play along with you. Have you been booking more Edinburgh guests?
Yes.
Or trying?
Yes.
Now you are in charge of booking the star guests, aren't you? Obviously there's lots of weird and wonderful performances that will be on at the Fun and Filth Cabaret, which you'll be able to watch and listen to. It'll be on Red Button and on the internet in the evenings, week of the 13th of August. But also getting some stars along, or at least trying to, like we did last year. People like Dappy and Joey Essex, who had never even probably heard of the Edinburgh Festival before, came along and had lots of lols. And that's your job. How's it going?
Coming along nice.
It's like a big jigsaw, isn't it? Fitting everyone in together.
One day they can do one day they can do the next day.
It's going to be good, though. I'm so excited.
It's going to be brilliant.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome along.
Here he is.
Why are you obsessed with him?
With who?
That man that you're Googling, Becky.
Mario Balotelli. I'm trying to get him to come to our birthday.
Why?
Because he's got all the monies.
He has got all the money.
This could be us. Look, I'm just looking at pictures of him on a yacht or
every
wherever he
time.
Was recently with the blonde babes.
Like, we could be those blonde babes. Yeah. That could be me in that thong.
Have you got a red thong like that?
I'm wearing one right now, Becky.
Ah. Oh, no, it's all got a bit of Madonna. Grim was there last night.
Yes.
I know you're going to talk about it later.
Yeah.
Was she good?
No.
Stay tuned for that review then.
No, it wasn't good, Becky.
Just all a bit weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, do you know what? It's the first time in a gig, you know, when someone says, I'm going to the bar, you're like, can I come? I'm going to the bathroom. Oh, I love that. I love a festival toilet. Let me come and see that.
Okay, so now I'm going to play Name That TV Series. I got here a trailer, bits of a trailer from a new TV show in America. Okay, brand new show. You just got to tell me what the show is. Have some guesses. You get 60 points if you get it from the first clue, 50 points if you get it from the second clue, and so on. 40 for 3, 30 for 4, 20 for 5, and 10 points for 6. So as you see, the points are decreasing as the clues go on.
You're never going to remember what points we get from
yeah.
What, are you?
No. Okay, so here's the first bit of this trailer of a new show about to be aired in America. But what's it called?
In high school. Cool. Not cool. Or somewhere in between. Your life is defined by who you hang out with.
Yeah, so it's based in a high school. Any ideas?
Is it called The Gangs of School? On Living.
I was a geek and now I'm considerably richer than you.
Okay.
Ha, look at me now. I'm amazing.
That's a quite a long title. For
yeah, but it's an American TV, you don't know, do you?
Want another clue?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Yes. Coming soon, MTV presents a new series.
Did you get a car?
Sport Edition.
What sport? Ultimate Frisbee? What is this?
Ford Festiva.
We're like a Ford celibacy.
Oh my God, you've got a bad car. Your car is bad. What is it?
I think is it called Jocks and Geeks, the battle to the end of life.
Okay.
The American School. I've given up trying to be...
Points are going down.
Next... Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Okay, 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 I've got it, okay. Don't know why I've suddenly turned into Jedward, but I quite like it.
I've got it, guys, I've got it, guys.
Thank you to everyone who texted in. I'm going to guess, is it the in-betweeners?
Well, that's a cheat.
Why?
You're cheating. Right, let's keep going.
Is that your mom?
Yes.
She is hot.
So one of them has a hot mom.
Is it the in-betweeners?
Let's continue. Come on.
Their popularity is average. Come on. Their reputation is mediocre. But together...
What are you doing tonight?
Girls' night clubbing downtown.
Us too.
They're almost cool.
So they're almost cool.
This is amazing. This is so good. I thought it was a documentary at first. Do you not think this sounds brilliant? No. I love it even more now I know what it is.
It sounds like a parody of our one.
Simon, why are you spray painting my driveway? What is it? Love me?
This couldn't have gone any better.
No, it sounds brilliant.
No.
One of them is called Simon.
My name is Will McKenzie.
And these are my closest friends.
What is that, a briefcase?
It's a messenger bag.
Oh, is it delivering the message my mom dressed me?
The answer is...
the in-betweeners.
Great day.
You were right, well, Becky. I know you had to do
sort of a package deal. Emphasis on package.
No, I think it sounds awful.
Am I the only one that thinks this might sound good?
I think that won't be good.
No.
What
no,
do you think, Scott?
I think it'd be awful. I think it's one of those things that is a British idea, and it, like, apart from The Office, which really works, I don't think so, no.
I downloaded the American Kath and Kim by accident.
Oh.
I thought it was the Australian one.
No.
That sucks.
It's awful, isn't it?
It's so rubbish.
Yeah. I think this might be so bad it's good.
No.
No, you can't beat the original, generally. Kath and Kim Australia, amazing.
Yeah, this sounds a little bit like Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, I love that!
Yeah, but you were eight.
Yes, but
yeah.
It's the in-betweeners. Chris is going to be livid with this. Like, you know how much of a big fan of in-betweeners he is. Mm. He is not going to be happy. The in-betweeners is the correct answer. Well done, Becky. You got... Actually, you're not having any points.
No, you cheated.
You blatantly cheated off the text.
Can you give points to everyone who texted in and did get it right?
Yes.
Yes.
You can have however many points you took to guess. So it was... Oh, this is long, isn't it?
60, they're all saying.
They right, yeah. 60 for clue one, 50 for clue two, etc.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's a curdy?
It's a simple round of who's that tweeting. You know celebrities, they love to send tweets, but who said what? I'm going to give you 10 points for every one you get right. Some good ones in here today. Let's go. Which celeb said this?
Good morning, everyone, all around the world.
That was at 7 a.m. this morning. They tweeted that.
Okay, it'd be.
They. That's a clue.
Oh.
Oh.
They need to rethink that, don't they? Because it's not morning everywhere.
Good morning, everyone, all around the world.
Well, it's night somewhere, isn't it?
So it's a they, and they're a bit stupid. I'm going to say Jedward.
I'm going to say. I think a they. Is fine in the way that Scott used it. Could have been a person.
Oh, right, okay.
Because they text it. I think it's Lorraine Kelly. Did she tweet? I'm just thinking he'd be up early.
That's a good one. The answer is...
Jedward!
Congratulations, Becky. Very good. 10 points coming your
way. Are they on every day? So should I at least say Jedward once?
Yeah. Just say it once and it'll definitely be one of the answers. Okay. Next.
I'm not being a diva, people. I'm just trying to get my hair 100% right. LOL.
Nick Grimshaw.
Hey, listen, in the time between when I saw you yesterday and the Madonna thing, you'd had your hair cut.
No, I hadn't.
I told you.
Had you not?
No.
I was like, you had a haircut. How did you manage that in an hour?
I'd really, really not.
Okay, good.
I stole some hair stuff off of Greg James's desk.
Sure.
Sorry, Greg.
Who said that?
I think Talisa.
I'm saying Grimmy.
Joey Essex.
Ah.
Same.
Next, who is this suffering from pre-show nerves?
Maybe I'll open my mouth and all that comes out will be a load of dust, dead fairies and forgotten dreams.
Which celebrity said that?
Oh, it's Eamon and Ruth. I'm going to go Eamon.
Eamon and Ruth?
I'm going to go Eamon.
Eamon and Ruth would say that?
Yeah.
I don't think they'd say that. I think Russell Brand might say that.
Let's find out.
Florence Welsh.
Oh.
Oh, forgot she's gone mad on Twitter.
She has.
Jedward mad.
She has.
Mad level 7.
She does get nervous, though, doesn't she, before the gigs and all that?
I saw her at Big Weekend, because I had to introduce... Hackney Weekend. I had to introduce her on stage, and I saw her getting Florenced up. You know, like, to be all Florencey on stage.
Yeah.
It's quite traumatic to watch.
Is it? Why?
Like some Out the Witches.
Why?
Because you just see her getting all ethereal like this.
Getting into character.
Like this. I filmed it, I'll show it you.
Okay, good.
Secret filming. News of the World chic style.
Right, who's this?
God bless the old girl.
Who tweeted that?
Oh, is that Eamon?
Why is it always him? You're obsessed.
I don't know. He's about a lot on Twitter.
Let's have it one more time.
God bless the old girl.
God bless the old girl.
No one knows what this person was referring to at all, so...
Maybe that Madonna gig last night.
God bless the old girl.
God bless her. Now get her
the
off.
The map arms.
I think maybe Jessie J, because sounds cockney.
Eamon again.
Yeah.
Richard Madeley.
Oh, so close.
Because
right,
men.
Two more. Who's this?
Watching my first auction daytime TV show.
Ah, Oh, I was going to say, is that Chris who works on our show, but is he famous enough to be in Who's That Tweeting?
Of course he is.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go with him then.
Did he actually say it? Should I just say
Chris
as well?
Well, he's off sick today, so okay. I think he was watching...
Holmes Under the Hammer.
Yeah.
We like that, don't we?
I like Four in a Bed, that's my new favourite.
Oh, really? I like Holmes Under the Hammer, I watched that this morning. It was in Camden.
Four in a Bed's good.
Bought it. Chris.
Chris Stark.
Yes.
Why is he on?
That's yes. what I wondered. I thought, I'm sure I read that this morning.
And I said
I
was celebrities. Like,
well, is he allowed to be on this game?
Get well soon, Chris. Oh, he's watching a plethora of daytime entertainment today on telly. One more.
Just seen Holly Willoughby described in a mag as squeaky clean. I'm still laughing.
Fern.
Antor Deck.
Let's find out.
Philip Schofield.
Ah, well, he knows. He knows the other side of Holly Willoughby, doesn't he?
He knows the dark secrets. Does.
So, after all of that tweeting, the only person that's got any points is Becky. Oh, actually, you said Jedward as well, but...
No, I said Chris as well, but I did copy Becky.
Yeah, you just copied, so Becky can have all the points.
Okay. BBC Radio 1.